patient name, Isopo, I-S, as in Sam, O-P-O, first name Sabrina. Provider, Corrine Castrol, PMHNPBC. Time of appointment, 9:15 a.m. End of appointment, 10:15 a.m. Billing code, 99205. United Healthcare. Chief complaint, insomnia, irritability, and excitability. The patient is a 40-year-old, married, Caucasian female. She's a registered nurse who is currently not working. She is raising her three children. The patient lives in a private home with her husband and children. The patient stated that she doesn't have anyone to manage her medication, period. Her internist had been prescribing her medication previously. The patient was on Zoloft. The patient is on Zoloft, 200 milligrams PO once daily, Focalin, ER, 20 milligrams PO daily, and Xanax, 0.5 milligrams PO once daily, period. However, comma, she was taking the Xanax 0.5 milligrams at two tablets once during the night when she wasn't sleeping. The patient complains of insomnia and severe tension. She stated she gets irritable as a result of the anxiety and becomes excitable. She stated that she despises that about herself, and she becomes irritable at times with her children. She becomes irritable with politics or being interrupted. She stated she cries easily. She has always been reactive with a bad temper. She stated she has been excitable as far back as she can remember. She stated that she is very much like her mother, who can be the same way. The onset of the patient's illness was when she was working nights as a nurse in her 20s. Her mood was thrown off by not sleeping well, and she was put on Zoloft. She's been on Zoloft for the past 3.5 years because she was put back on it when she had her son. She had a postpartum episode of severe anxiety with mild sadness. She had no psychotic symptoms. She has never been manic or hypomanic. She has no, although she has insomnia, she has no increase in energy or drive, no increase in goal-related activity, no pressured speech, never used poor judgment, never had spending sprees, or other signs of hypomania / mania. She has never been psychotic. The patient stated that she startles easily but has no nightmares or flashbacks. She has never been physically, emotionally, or sexually abused. She stated that, if anything, she was neglected. The patient falls asleep fine. She wakes up around 2 to 3 a.m. She can't get back to sleep until 5 a.m. Sometimes will sleep from 5 to 6:30 a.m. unless her husband is home and he will let her sleep in until like 8:30 a.m. The patient stated that as far as her mood, she basically goes through the motions. She has no enjoyment. She stated she has a beautiful life. She stated that she has guilt and regret for having such a nice life and feeling this way. She has no alteration in appetite. As noted, she has insomnia. She does not have worthlessness, but stated she's extremely self-critical. No panic attacks. She describes being very tense, with muscle tension, feelings of restlessness. She's easily overwhelmed and can cry easily. No history of substance abuse, no violence, no history of suicide attempts, no prior hospitalizations for psychiatric reasons, no rehabilitations. The patient denies any obsessional, intrusive thoughts, no particular ruminations, but she does tend to feel better when she's organizing and cleaning and likes her dwelling very organized and clean. Family history. Depression runs on her mother's side. Her mother has depression. Her grandmother has depression. Her sister has depression. Maternal uncle had bipolar disorder, has bipolar disorder. He had a problem with alcohol and drugs, but is clean now. Her maternal grandmother had dementia. There is no history of mental health issues on the paternal side. There is no other history of alcoholism in the family. As far as the patient's substance abuse, she will have a glass of wine socially. She will occasionally smoke a cigarette. There is no marijuana use, no illicit drug use in the recent or remote past. Medical, unremarkable. The patient is allergic to penicillin and sulfa. She does not know the reaction. She was told she had allergies to these drugs since she was a baby. Surgical, the patient had 3 cesarean sections and cosmetic surgery. Social, she is married for 7 years. She has 3 children, a girl age 6, a girl age 4, and a boy age 3. She is an RN with a bachelor's degree, having gone to Concordia College. She is not working, as previously mentioned. She is raising her children. She stated that she has a good marriage and a supportive husband. Developmental, the patient stated that she met her milestones on time. She has always been a good student, although her mother has been telling her for the past 30 years that she has had ADHD. It has been a running joke in her family. She stated that she saw a neurologist last summer who prescribed the Focalin, and she has had a positive effect in terms of her distractibility on the Focalin. She does go from task to task and feels, quote, all over the place, but not even a little bit anymore on the Focalin. She always excelled in school and was driven academically. Despite the ADHD, she tended to hyperfocus on her work. She has not had any behavioral problems as a child. As noted previously, she stated her family life was not chaotic, but not supportive. She described it as emotionally neglectful.